The National Park Service is studying whether it can maintain the existing path of the 92-mile road into Denali National Park and Preserve, or whether a creeping landslide will force an expensive reroute. Scientists say that the problem is likely to get worse as Denali and its permafrost experience more effects of climate change. Nat Hurz with Alaska's Energy Desk has more.
If you're driving the Denali Park Road, halfway out you get to a pretty spectacular spot. It's called Polychrome Pass, and it's where the road curls around a steep mountain face with a sweeping panoramic view of the entire valley below and the peaks across. But that rugged terrain has increasingly become a big problem for park managers, because the road is now flowing downhill as part of a creeping landslide. Matt Booth, an apprentice geologist, explains as he walks to the site of the slide.
So essentially, this 300-foot-long section of road is being captured by this landslide above us, which is moving the road down and out at about 12 feet per year. And if you look down below us, actually, you can see the previous road that's been replaced by this new stretch that we have here.
The slow-moving landslide is called Pretty Rocks. And just since last fall, it took this full 100 yards of roadbed, detached it, and pushed it downhill, leaving a 6-foot cliff behind. This spring, maintenance crews had to fill in the gap, and if you look down, you can actually see how this new gravel is just sitting on top of older roadbed down below. This is not one of those mudslides that just plunges downhill once, and then you clean it up and don't worry about it anymore. It's actually still moving, nearly a half inch each day. On a drive to the site, park geologist Denny Capps explains that the problem is getting worse.
A few years ago, it started to speed up much more each year. It's approximately doubled in rate from last year. Even though we've been aware of it for decades, it's the severity of the problem and also in our response to that problem has increased multiple times in the last few years.
Denali has seen a string of warm years, and 2016 was its hottest on record. Capps says it's hard to tell exactly how much of a role that plays in this landslide, but permafrost does sit below the site, and it's close to thawing. And scientists know that as it thaws, it does less to hold the landscape together. Park managers are expecting to see more widespread landslides as Denali loses permafrost, which scientists are forecasting. And managers are now enlisting university researchers and other government agencies to help them study where the risk could be highest. Right now, though, they're paying a lot of attention to this Pretty Rocks landslide, which the Park Service calls an existential threat to the park's existing visitor model. Every year, more than half of Denali's 600,000 visitors drive on the road, and the mountain is one of Alaska's biggest tourist attractions, so a closure could be devastating. Congress recently directed the Park Service to study the potential for a reroute. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is familiar with the issue, having driven the road herself, and she says a reroute would not be cheap.
It's basically taking all the funding that we would see as a state for what would go to parks in the first place.
Is that like tens of millions of dollars?
Yes, more than tens. To rebuild this or to do an alternate route is going to be exceptionally expensive.
Other options the Park Service is exploring for Pretty Rocks are a tunnel under the landslide, a bridge over it, or even hauling debris away from the top so that it doesn't push the road down. Simon Hamm co-owns Camp Denali at the very end of the park road. Speaking by phone from there, he says he's been happy to see more attention being paid to the landslide problem because he's worried that if there isn't good planning ahead of time, it could force a hasty response.
Now is the time to start recognizing maybe it's not a question of if, maybe it's a question of when. So let's not wait. Let's start doing something thoughtful and artful now so that in the heat of the moment, we're not dropping bulldozer blades and plowing up wilderness.
Because of the park's environmental protections, it's likely a new route for the road would have to be approved by Congress. With help from Joey Mendolia with Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Nat Hurz in Anchorage.